orange bucket is full over here. Some people already have the watering cans.
A group of students in Santa Barbara is literally about to taste the fruit and the vegetables of its labor. The experience starts with them working in their school garden and then going to a nearby farm-to-table restaurant to sample what they've grown.
We grow carrots, and we grow broccoli, and we grow fruit and watermelon. We grow a bunch of things.
Bryson Tennis is a student at Santa Barbara's Notre Dame School. The 7-year-old is one of about 200 students at Notre Dame in the school garden program run by the nonprofit group Explore Ecology.
We help grow the food by watering them and planting and not stepping on them.
9-year-old Carlos Mata is watering some of the plants he's helped grow.
What kind of plants are these?
They look like some sort of like broccoli kind of plant.
Do you like broccoli?
Kind of.
Did you help grow these plants?
Mm-hmm.
So are you a kind of a farmer now?
A little.
Katie Domeyer is an Explore Ecology garden educator. She says they have garden programs at about 36 schools in Santa Barbara County.
I've had one of the funniest times, a kid's pulled out a carrot and jumped back because he was scared because he thought the carrots came as the little round shaved ones. I've had parents come up to me before and ask, how'd you get my kid to eat a salad? And I'm like, he grew the lettuce. So it's really cool to see them get excited about a plant from start to finish. We're also able to weave in curriculum so we can become scientists for the day and learn about soil ecology. If you're in kindergarten, we might learn how to count by fives with beans that we've harvested.
After the Notre Dame students water the plants, they walk several blocks to Satellite. It's a farm-to-table restaurant in downtown Santa Barbara. Co-owner Drew Cuddy greets the kids.
Hi, guys. Welcome. Welcome to Satellite.
Thank you for giving us some of the produce from your garden.
This is a bean soup with sun-dried tomatoes and flageolet beans. And then you've got your celery and the cabbage you guys brought us.
Bryson Tennis samples the lunch featuring some of the produce he helped grow.
He's going in. He's picking out some stuff. And he's going to give it a sip.
Good.
What's it taste like?
Spaghetti to me.
It tastes like spaghetti? Would you recommend this to other people? Would you say, you got to get this soup?
Yes.
The program is helping the kids make the connection between what we grow and what we eat.
We're really trying to get kids connected back with where they come from and where their food comes from. You ask kids where food comes from, they say Trader Joe's. They don't know where it actually comes from. So our main goals with the school garden program are to show kids that they can grow healthy food right there in their environment, where their food comes from.
Alex Peretta is education director for Explore Ecology.
We have a staff of 15 garden educators that go out to all those 36 schools around the county. The garden class is built into their school day. So kids go to Spanish, they go to PE, they go to art, and then they go to garden. And we really love that because we see the gardens as outdoor laboratories where the kids can, you know, provide context for the learning that happens in the classroom. You know, they can be immersed in an environment that appeals to all of their senses. Explore Ecology's main goal is really to empower our next generation of environmental stewards.
Notre Dame principal Marissa Carroll says the garden to restaurant experience is making a big impression on the kids.
Actually, on the way here, even students said, oh, are we going to go to McDonald's? Because we walked by it. And I said, no, that's kind of counter to what we're doing here today. With garden education, they see the food being grown. They're making pancakes that have the strawberries from our garden. They had stir fry with the vegetables that came from our garden. And so they're able to really see that firsthand, that they grow the food and then they get to eat it.
Notre Dame student Alexia St. George says she's learned a lot.
Helping the environment and learning about plants and how to use them in food.
The 7-year-old Explore Ecology Garden Program is the largest offering by the nonprofit, which is the umbrella organization for a number of educational and arts efforts aimed at kids. Some of the funding comes from the Audacious Foundation, which supports programs which go past basic academics for low-income students. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.